Hello, in this episode I'm going to talk about how to make an ethanol plastic bottle classroom rocket. This is a small little rocket that for around year 7, 14-year-olds to safely make in the classroom and demonstrate the principles of rocket making. This is Peter Hill Explains, where I talk about things scientific and give general tips from my period as a scientist and in teaching. First off, let's talk safety. Now, ethanol as your propellant is rather good because other ones like acetone or did I say kerosene or even petrol, they dissolve the plastic or cause breathing problem for people. Ethanol in general is an okay thing for asthmatics, and the actual flame produced is a pure low temperature flame, so there's a low risk of burning, etc. Now this particular rocket is, with the fuel and scale, safe for kids to use. Now this has been approved by school safety committee, but you really have to go through the safety procedures in your own school to check that it's all okay. So what may be okay one year will be out the next, and particularly if there's concerns about students experimenting with bigger rockets or with other fuels. It just depends in your local community how people handle the overall problems. Now I'm just giving this here in my cardiac rehab, just sitting down. You may hear a few neighborhood noises going as I talk about this one. So first off, you need to build your rocket, and so the cheapest and most reliable way to build rockets is to get a pack of roughly 250 milliliter plastic water bottles with mineral water in it. So you can buy it from the supermarket. And the good thing there is if you buy fresh a pack of, I think, 24s, rough sizes of 24 of these waters, so students drink or pour out the water, you can collect the water bottles. So it's sort of a bit harder to actually check and clean them out and check what's inside them and stuff like that. And this gives you fresh bottles, which are of the same size. They're fairly cheap, only a dollar or so for 24. There's your starting bottles. And the idea is that you have to create a rocket engine at the end. And so to create a rocket engine, you have to burn a hole in the very base of the bottle. So you pour out the water. It's important to have it fairly dry, but not essentially to be completely dry, but fairly dry before you start off with. So you unscrew the cap and you pour out the water. And at the base, you'll have a small little nipple where the injection molding for your blown bottle will go. And you have to do one of several things. One is you can use a soldering iron. It is probably a bit dangerous for kids in soldering irons. Depends how you go. You can build them yourself. And you have to put in a roughly 2 millimeter, 3 millimeter diameter hole in the base. And it's reasonably important that this doesn't have, is melted. The plastic is melted and it pulls back. And now you may have a problem with the soldering iron. The fumes is something you'll have to worry about. Have the fans on, or fume extractor. But the main thing is to get a small hole and use the heat to actually, for the plastic, the surface tension of the hot plastic to pull back, and it'll make a fairly hardened, thick hole in the base. The next thing you have to do is you've got that. Oh, besides, you can use the solder iron. What I tend to recommend is using a Bunsen burner and a nail, heating up a nail and putting it in. You'll have to secure that. It can be a bit dangerous if you don't have a secure way of holding your nail. And so, again, to hold your nail properly in some tongs, you wrap the nail in a bit of silver foil. This is aluminium foil, so the tongs grip properly to the nail, heat up the end of the nail, and just slowly, with some patience, inject it in. So the main thing is that you don't use force to do it, because you don't want hot things moving about. You don't want to put a lot of force there so it slips and the heat hits a hand or something like that. And you'll probably, want to ensure that you've got burn treatment on hand and stuff like that. So what you have to start with is an empty bottle with a cap and a hole in the base of it, about a 3 millimeter hole in the base, and the hole is heat created, and you have to now introduce the ethanol into the rocket. Now, of course, if you're a class, you don't want large amounts of ethanol going about the place. So what you do is you have a tissue, and it's usually double layer. You separate it, so you have one layer, and you put that on the back of a bottle brush cleaner or a piece of wire. So this is going to be swabbed around the inside of your bottle. And to control your ethanol, because you don't want large amounts of ethanol in the lab, you have a dropper bottle, and you control it, and people come up to the front bench and you put just 2 drops of ethanol in each swab. You can go up to 5, but in general 2 is about the right amount. If you have too much ethanol, the ethanol will evaporate and push out the air. So the idea is that you get your tissue, you swab it around the outside, basically painting the inside surface with ethanol. So the alcohol goes into the tissue. The tissue is now pushed inside your bottle. It's swabbed around, pulled out, pulled away. I used to just put jam the tissue inside the rocket. But what happens is when it explodes, it fires the tissue out the hole, and that leaves burning embers about the place. So you just want a nice clean rocket. Then when that's done, you place the lid on the rocket. So what you have to now do is organize for the flame to go inside the rocket. So at this point, you can have a candle, but I sort of recommend a match held towards the end, towards the opening. And obviously, some people, I've seen the earlier people where people heat it up so there's enough ethanol blowing out, so it actually catches a light on the outside. But what we're going to do here is you light the match, and with one hand you depress the bottle slightly, so the bottle's lying on the bench flat, not upright, but flat on the bench. You depress it slightly, so this blows some ethanol out. Now, so it's depressed slightly, you bring the match up to the hole, and then you take your finger off, and this will aspirate or breathe in, suck in the flame into the bottle, and the little rocket will go far away. Now, sometimes with students it doesn't work. The important thing is, if it doesn't work, you stop, put the match out, because you don't want them holding a match which goes down. They depress again and try again. There's often people light the match and then press it, and of course when you press it, you press down, it blows your ethanol and fuel, mostly air, out, and it pushes the match a little bit, but you actually want to suck the flame front in. And the important thing here is not the heat of a flame, it's the actual free radicals, the glowing part of the flame that gets in, and you can see the flame front grow, and the little rocket will jump off your table, will go roughly a table length before it goes away. And people see Newton's third law: for every force is an equal and opposite force. So the net momentum is the same as gas is pushed out the other end. One of the things is, as a teacher, you can go up to a litre bottle with a bit more, say 5 drops. The same process again. A reasonably large hole. A slightly smaller hole will give you a longer burn. You don't want to have the hole too small, and you can fire this, and this will fire halfway across the classroom. A good demonstration. You get the people to stand either side as you fire it off, and the students are quite sceptical that this will actually work. Now, I suppose over the years I've looked at putting too much ethanol in, or how you put the ethanol in, and the belief that you have to heat this up. Now, heat it up to make the ethanol vapor there, which is not an actual fact true. The idea of heating it up or holding it up first is to get enough ethanol coming out the rocket engine that lights and then goes back in. But this aspiration method, that's where you have your finger depressing a slight bit and then use it to breathe in or suck in the flame, and will then explode. So that'll be some fun things to do. And of course, you can mount this on a straw and actually on strings and on straws, attaching it to strings, and this rocket will travel a substantial different distance if you do that. It's a fun activity. Again, you have to go through all the safety procedures. Now, every experiment you do, we fill an online form with signing, and everything's signed off. And you in your own jurisdiction will have to do this, and also judge your own students that they understand how to experiment or what the experiments will entail. I suppose if they are interested in doing other things, it's probably as a teacher and the families and stuff like that to discuss doing a safe experiment with it. But at some stage, they'll have to get used to it. So, look, I hope that you can get to use this experiment overseas, and it's a fun thing for you to do. So try it out, experiment, at least if you're not going to show it to the class, experiment for yourself and see how safe it is and how easy it is to do. It's quite a fun thing to do as a teacher. And it's signing off for tonight. And in the meantime, keep on doing science.